Nick, specific to Jerry Hughes, the Colts defensive end, when you guys were scouting him, what was the projection in terms of how he would fit as an outside guy, outside linebacker in the Patriots system?
Sure. You know, with those players, Mike, those defensive ends in college, you just have to figure out positionally where they best fit. Hughes was a guy, he played primarily on the left side of the defense, so he was across from the right tackle most of the time. But he was athletic. He had good speed. He was a little bit undersized, maybe relative to some other outside linebacker types, defensive end types. But I think he sort of fits from the Colts' perspective. You look at Mathis and Freeney, just in terms of the prototype or the type of player that they look for. Which is a lot of the case with most of those edge players. If they're not going to be for 4-3 teams, they're going to play defensive ends, and then just 3-4 teams just have to figure out, you know, whether or not they can actually play outside linebacker and do the things that that position requires. You know, similar to what we saw last week with Harrison and Woodley, who are another example. They're a little bit undersized relative to some of the other outside linebackers, but they play it equally as effective as anybody in the league. So, you know, I think there were some things that you could see him do, and I think I don't think there was a question whether or not he could play outside linebacker. I think until you actually have that player in your program and they start working in the system and seeing what they can handle, then you see how well of a fit it really is. But I mean, I think he had some things at the position that we look for, you know, along with some other guys. I mean, Jermaine was in that category as well, along with, you know, a number of other players at that position.
Nick, kind of like you guys, the Colts have had, you know, obviously success for a ton of years in a row. When you look at how they've built themselves as a franchise, are there any similarities, I guess, besides maybe the quarterback, to how you guys done it, or is there, or you look at them and say, well, you know, we do this, but they do this completely different?
Yeah, and I think we're two different teams just in terms of structurally how they put their teams together. Some of the players that fit our team really don't fit their team, and vice versa. So I think in the end, you just have to identify, you know, whatever your philosophy is, whatever you believe in, whatever types of players fit your system, then you have to go out and find them accordingly, which they've done a great job of that through the years. There's no question about it. I think you've had a lot of stability. I mean, you know, Bill Polian is one of the most respected personnel men in the business, and he's been at it a long time, and you know, they get good football players, and I think this year is a good example for them as well. I mean, like a lot of teams, but they've had a lot of guys that have been injured, and it's sort of the next man step up philosophy, and they've been able to keep pace with the rest of the league. I mean, they have a lot of good players, some of the top players really at their position. When you look at the quarterback, when you look at the receiver, when you look at Dallas Clark when he's healthy, Freeney and Mathis. So I mean, I think there's different ways to go about it. What they've done has been successful. How we go about it, you know, we do, you know, our philosophy is what we feel is best for us, and it's different, but I think they're examples that, you know, you can have success doing it multiple ways, and, you know, we've been fortunate that it's worked for ourselves to this point.
Nick, can you make a comparison with Mike Wright to maybe another defensive lineman, interesting guy in that, you know, his role sort of changes from week to week. You might see him in the base defense one week and then sort of just the sub like we saw him this last week. Maybe just a comparison to another defensive lineman.
Yeah, Mike, you know what, Mike, he's really kind of a unique player. He's got good playing strength. He's got good quickness. He's athletic. He presents some problems on the interior because of his quickness. So he's kind of a unique player. It's hard to necessarily pinpoint one particular player and say he's similar. But I think his skill set, you know, I think the other thing too, Mike works really hard at his craft, you know, since he's been here, really since day one. You know, he's tough, he's athletic. He probably runs as well as anybody for somebody his size in the league. And he's got a combination of strength and quickness, and it presents problems on the interior when he moves inside. I mean, I guess another player that we had that like that you can probably use, Mike, is Jarvis. In terms of they play defensive end and base defense, but then they'd move around a little bit in sub, or at times you might find them on the nose. So I'd say Jarvis is probably an example of a type of player that we've had here that in some respects is similar to Mike.
Nick, kind of on the other end of the spectrum, Darius Butler. You know, obviously, it's a year and a little bit into his time here. How long do you take to decide kind of what you have? And is, for a guy who was a starter for the first couple of games, is there still a belief that he can be the player you thought he could be a couple months ago?
Yeah, Darius has played a lot of football for us, you know, this year and last year. He's got a good skill set for the position. You know, I mean, it's a week-to-week thing. I mean, certain players are going to be active for the game, and it's a week-to-week thing. And the most important thing is to come in, work hard, prepare for the game. So, I mean, we like Darius. He's on the team. Anybody that's in our program, you know, we believe in and have faith in. The reality is you can only have X amount of players that you can bring to the game. So, you know, I think when Darius is called upon and he's given the opportunity, the most important thing for him is to be prepared. But, I mean, we're happy that we have Darius and that he's here, and we're going to continue working with him.
Nick, I guess before you go, any roster moves today that we can expect?
No, unfortunately, Mike, we've got a full practice squad. So, you know, right now I think we're moving forward. You know, this is probably a little bit different week relative to the past few weeks, but nothing to report here today. But, you know, as anything, things can change on a day-to-day basis, so we'll take it as it comes.
Thanks, Nick.
You got it.